Hello, it's the backstage and I'm Bukola. So, here's some fun facts about the backstage. Yeah, the plan is to actually make a weekly episode at the beginning when we started the podcast. Our intention was to make a weekly episode, but then check it out. The last recorded episode of this season was in December 2020. Yeah, what's happened? Yeah, life has happened, and we're so sorry about that, and we apologize. The whole management of the backstage apologizes to you great listeners, especially our faithful listeners. We apologize for the delay. We hope it won't happen again. We're not promising, but we do hope it's not going to happen again. Yeah, so that's number one fun fact about the backstage. Number two fun fact is that I, Nicola, I'm a millennial struggling with the whole adulting thing and enters the backstage. Yes, I'm a 20-something struggling lady as per life. As per what life has dished out, let me say. Yeah, so in July, it was in July 2019, after I found out that life is not all it seems. Like, basically, I'd watch some people and be like, people in my age bracket, and think, how do they have their shit? Okay, I shouldn't be saying that. How do they have their stuff together? Like, you're looking at them and you're like, this person is my age mate and she seems so put together. It seems so put together, especially, I shouldn't be saying this, but especially, I have to, when you see your age mates, the married ones, and they're like bearing so many responsibilities, not that the single ones don't bear responsibilities, mind you, but they have like, they're taking care of their families, they're taking care of their spouse, of their children, and you're like, oh my god, I can't even take care of myself. How are they doing this? So it came off. Luckily, I was privy to see how some of these people were on the inside, apart from what their outward outlook was like. I was privy to see some of them. How it was just at the end of the day, just the struggle, just as it is for us who don't have it together, and who look like we don't have it together, and those who actually look like they have it together, we are all struggling. And then I thought about how, because most times when we would actually commit to an action, we stop ourselves from doing things because we perceive that we can't do it as well as those we feel would do it better, or we're looking at and we assume we'll do a better job of it. And what stops us is because we suppose they can't do it because of how they have presented themselves to the world. So I just thought about creating the backstage podcast, the backstage, to counter that notion, as a matter of fact, and just tell everybody that everybody has their struggle. So you just gotta package yourself on the outside and just do your thing on the inside, but don't let that stop you from shining outwardly at the end of the day. Don't let that box you from, oh no, I can't do this because this my age mate is doing it and it's doing it so well. Yeah, that your age means is struggling as much as you are. That's a topic for another day. So yeah, that's another fun fact about the backstage. And the idea was also to create a community. A community of people who don't have it together, but we're fine with not having it together. And we're just trying to have it together. So the belief is that we're going to have it together someday. Oh, and it's okay not to have it together. We're just going to keep moving on one step at a time. So yeah, there's that. So, and I created the platform also to share my interests. I love music. I love, God is number one. Music, movies, and people generally like my ideas. not all of them, some of them. So I like to share them. I created the platform to share the ideas. And also, another fun fact about, how many fun facts have I shared already? What? I'm not keeping count. So in case you're keeping count, number whatever this is, fun fact, I still don't have a guest on the show yet. Oh, I don't know. It's always a clash of, how do I put it now? Appointments and everything. So, but fingers crossed, very soon we are going to, you know, I promised us on the last episode that on our next episode we're going to have a guest, and I guess that was part of the reasons why we delayed so much before this new episode. But I'm promising that I'm gonna try as much as possible to make sure that on the next episode I drag along with me a guest, and it's gonna be so much fun. I know most of you have gotten tired of hearing my monotonous voice alone. Even sometimes I get tired of it. But it's all good. You're gonna have a blast on today's episode. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna stop now. So, the last fun fact that we have here before we go into our gist for this episode is that we still haven't mastered an intro into the show, but what we've gotten, how would I put it now? What we've gotten an handle on, as you heard, as I want to believe you heard at the beginning of the show, is our intro music. What do you think about that? That's always okay. Let me put it out there that if you enjoy that intro music, let us know, and if you didn't, let us know what you think. So we might just change it, but we're actually planning to let that fly with our signature. Let it be our signature intro as we enter into the show, and we want to start doing this on a weekly basis. I think I mentioned that. Yeah, we'll try. By God's grace, Lagos would allow us to try, and every other commitment we are committed to will allow us to try. I told you, adulting is a struggle, so God on our side will prevail. Amen. Say amen, my brother and sisters in the building. Amen. In Jesus' name. Yeah. What can I say to that? It's the church girl. I mean, you can take the girl out of the church. You can't take the church out of the girl. Yeah. Yes, so rubbing my palms together in interest. I bring with me a fun topic on this fun March afternoon, beautiful day in the month of March 2021. Whoa, this time last year, today is the 23rd. This time last year, I think it was on the 22nd or 21st, when we were told at my place of work, to stay at home and watch out for the COVID-19 thing. Wow, it's been a year already. Thank God that we are still standing, right? Yeah, oh, thanks be to God. Wow. In the space of this 360 something days, many lives have gone, but we are here still standing. So it's deserving of God's praise. Thank you, Lord Most High. I pray for every family that has lost a member of their families to this pandemic. May God comfort you guys in Jesus' name. Amen. So, praise the Lord. Yeah, so our topic, what I've brought for us to ruminate upon on this sunny afternoon, it's mentorship. Yes, it's kind of like an overlooked topic on this side of the world. I want to think, I want to be, I'm saying on this side, when I say on this side of the world, yeah, as much as I'm pointing to Nigeria, I'm not also pointing generally to Nigeria, because Nigeria is broken into parts. So, you know, there are the parts of the bougie ones and the how do I want to put that now? There was this topic within government, and there was classes of people, economical classes of people. They are the really, really rich ones. And then there are the bourgeois. Yeah. Which I fall into. So I want to believe it's not as much talked about as I want to believe it is talked about on the, what did I call it again? Upper class of society now. Yes. Mentorship is on my side of the world, not giving much regard to. But slowly by slowly, it's coming into the limelight and people are figuring out the need for mentorship. And especially those of us in our 20s as we are, we need it. We absolutely, absolutely need it to just keep the focus on. So we are going to discuss the facts about mentorship. We are going to discuss what mentorship is all about. We are going to look at why you need a mentor. You need a mentor as someone who is growing, who has a vision, who wants to get somewhere. You need a mentor. And it's not every, how do I put it now? It's not every, okay. This saying is eluding me. You see, it's not everybody. Let me just put it that way. It's not everybody you see that you can make your mentor. Because the ideology we have most of the time is just, oh, someone older than me. It doesn't basically just sit on that lane. Mentorship doesn't sit on. So part of the things we'll check out on this episode is that what to look out for, how you can pick your mentor, the things you should watch out for before you pick a mentor, and how mentorship works. And then we'll see some basic facts, basic truths about mentorship. And when we're done with this topic, if you are there, once you're done listening to this episode, if you're there and you don't have a mentor and you believe you've arrived, let me tell you, let me disabuse you of that notion. Everybody needs a mentor. If you actually want to get somewhere in life, and if you actually want to succeed in a jumbled world, allow me to put it that way, as Nigeria is, you actually need a mentor. My pastor, the minister that ministered in my church on Sunday said something that it's about having God, most importantly, having God. But you also need people. Yeah, so yeah, how to tap into that resource of mentorship is what we'll consider in this episode. And first on that, I just want us to know what exactly mentorship is. What is mentorship? Now, when we're talking, mentorship, what is it? Mentorship is having someone, a mentor, who you call a mentor, and the person has a specialized knowledge. And this person, you enlist the person to educate and motivate you in your personal life or in your career or in the two of them. Someone who is experienced. See, the key word there is a specialized knowledge. Someone who has a specific knowledge you're trying to tap into, and you enlist the help of this person to educate you, to inform you, to motivate you. So basically, for people who have arrived who think they have no need for mentors and everything, there's going to be downtimes. I keep saying this, that adulting is a struggle. There's going to be so many downtimes. Yeah, as much as you're going to fly high, maybe your circumstances are great ones, there are still going to be times when you just want to, no, I don't want to do this anymore. And having someone in your corner who I want to believe has been through the things you're going through, who has emerged on the other side or such things, would go a long way to helping you not to throw in the towel and just like, I'm done with life. So yeah, that's who a mentor is. And we are looking at why, I said we are going to also consider why we need a mentor. Why do you need a mentor? Apart from me putting the fear of God into our hearts now and the very, very need for mentor, why do we need mentorship in our lives? As a millennial, as a 20-something, even to your 30s and whatnot. But believe me, when I... Okay, then let me say this till I'm saying the facts about mentorship. So, let me come back to where we're at. Why do you need a mentor? You need a mentor for your personal growth. We said someone who helps you grow in your personal life, in your career, in both. If you don't want to remain stagnant, you need a mentor. If you're going somewhere, it's much more easier having information about someone who's been there. Take for example, you're invited to a place for an event, and okay, you discuss with the host of the event, like, okay, I'm gonna come, give me the address, give me the location and everything, and this person tells you they don't know where it is, and you say, okay, fine, I'll try and get my Uber driver to locate the place, or I'll just use Google Maps and everything. And then you check Google Maps, you use your Uber driver, and nobody knows the place. You know it's highly difficult for you to get to that place. Everything we know is because someone knew them before we knew them. So you need a mentor to grow. You have a destination. The said person has been or is at that destination where you're aiming for. So you need someone to just help you get there quickly. And most of the times, what we struggle with as youth is that we waste our time perambulating in one position. We're just moving in a circle, moving in a circle, moving in a circle. I saw one picture, what's it called? Picture story. And there is this man in the picture story. Like, he starts on Monday. He climbs on a hill. On Tuesday, he gets to the side of the hill. On Wednesday, he gets on top of the hill. On Thursday, he descends the hill a little. On Friday, he gets to the bottom of the hill. On Saturday, he glides on the trail of the hill. Sunday glides, and on Monday goes back on the hill again, just moving in a position. Seeing that picture, I think I saw it about a year ago, that scared me. Like, is this what my life's gonna be like, just moving in a position and everything? And it was scary. It was scary to think of. But having a mentor eliminates that for you, because now you've seen someone who is off the cliff, I want to put it now, off the hill, and has surmounted that hill to get to the other side. So it makes your path clearer. It makes your trail open, easy to attain. Thank you for personal growth, for career growth. That goes into your personal life. It goes into your career. In these days when we as adults, new adults, want to give up on the whole adulting thing. Oh, there, I have friends who are run scared, like, no, I'm not ready to bear this much responsibilities. We have mentors who put us through to help us figure out nobody has it together. Everybody's just trying to figure things out. Okay, this is the way you can manage it. This is the way you can surmount this. This is the way you can grow and to figure things out. So the mentor helps with personal growth. The mentor helps with words of encouragement. Oh my God. You need cheerleaders. You need people to cheer you on. Especially in the world as somber as it's been, there are little to no entertainment in the world as we have it now. So you need people to pile you on with the words of encouragement. Like, you can do this, you can do this. Just one more lap. Just go on ahead. So we need people in our corner doing that for us, telling us that, okay, break that one more sweat. you've got this, you can do it. When we want to give up, when we want to throw in the drawer, we need someone to tell us, oh, you can do it. Because I have been at points in my life where it was like, what is the point of this? I don't think I want to do this anymore. And I've had people, I particularly have a mentor who encourages me, and he would always tell me, oh, he has been through much worse things than I. Whenever we discuss any time, I'm tired about things, I'm tired of this, he would tell me he has been through worse things. And this encouraged me, like, whoa, this man is where he is now. If he's saying he has gone through this thing, okay, I'm just gonna take a little breather and just continue, because if he says he has and it worked, yeah, then I want to believe it's gonna work for me. So yeah, it goes a long way. And another is constructive criticism. That's where I want to chip in. Never make your family member a mentor. I beg. It's for your sanity. It's for your good. Because what matters most at the end of the day is that for there to be a successful mentorship, both parties need to just get something at the end of the day from each other. So if your family members are not going to be able to give you constructive criticism, yeah, you want to say, oh, my dad is so strict, my mom is this. No. There will be times when they will just want to, okay, let me just pamper this person. There are times when you need to be spoken to. You did that. Oh, my God. What were you thinking? Are you stupid? But if your family members, they just want to cuddle you. Oh, my child is going through a lot. It's out of growing up. So, yeah, don't pick your family member as a mentor. But then you need, when you have a mentor, he or she gives you constructive criticism, tells you, oh, these are the edges, the door that you need to sharpen, these are the places you need to grow, and so on and so forth. And then there are firm boundaries, like, okay, these are the things, these are the structures you should follow. There is someone who is there and who you are owing your progress to, like you've told the person, your mentor, that is like, okay, in 6 months, this is what I'm going to do. So someone is holding you to ransom. If you don't come through, you want to, you're like, I owe development news to this person, so I have to. But if we just have ourselves, we take all the 9 yards and be like, I tried, but I didn't. But if there's someone you're owing your accountability to, you just want to rise to the occasion and, like, prove yourself worthy of that, of that praise, of that whatever, of whatever it is you and your mentor isn't. You need a trusted ally too. And we'll cover so many parts of this thing, taking how you should pick or what you should look out for in a mentor. There are some things we'll cover. And one of those things is making sure there is a rapport, a kind of rapport between you and your mentor. He or she should be someone whom you could eventually just rely on, who you could trust with your secrets, who you could open yourself to and discuss things with. So having a mentor, you have a trusted ally. Someone who is looking out for you at the end of the day. Yeah. Because ultimately, your mentor wants you to do well so that he can take pride in his leadership skills at the end of the day. Sorry, I keep using he. He or she can take pride in having groomed you and tell the world that, oh, I have a good leadership skills and everything, and leadership qualities and everything. So you need a trusted ally. You need someone to help you set goals. That's another reason for having a mentor. Oh, okay. In 6 months, this is what I want to achieve, and the person is holding you accountable. In a year, this is how far I want to have gone. Okay, by his age, by her age, I want to have gotten to this stage. And also, a mentor creates or shows you a new perspective. Oh my God, there are so many things I wasn't aware of until I have some formal and informal mentors that I have in my life. Like, I'm open to things I didn't know were possible, outlets I didn't know I could get across to. I keep seeing them. I'm like, wow, these business opportunities are open. This is open. This way of life is accessible in this and this and this. So many things I have dabbled into in the art world, in the writing world, is because I followed somebody and I discovered that, wow, this person is using this as a means to do this, to attain this level. And I'm like, this is a new perspective on life. And yeah, it opens you to perspective because these people have seen ahead of you. They've seen so many things you're not aware of. Let's leave being woke alone. Excuse me. These people have seen some things you're not aware of. So you want to get on that train and tap from the goodness they already have. And then we also have the networking connections. The networking connections you enjoy. These people know people you don't know. Forget say you know musicians. Forget that you know whoever it is you know. But these people have connections you don't have. Due to their experience, due to their age, due to their success. So you want to tap into that. Definitely, they see you shining, being committed to the mentorship program. They want to recommend you. They want to even brag about you and say, okay, get in touch with my friend, get in touch with my partner. They can invest in you. They can invest in your business. They can invest in your personal growth and whatnot. So there is that. I think that's my final one. And they also help with the work-life balance. Yeah, like that example I gave of the man, the picture story about the man who goes up and down the hill again and again and again. Your mentor will help you to figure out a work-life balance. Like, is this worth it? Well, they would know because they've actually been in the shoes you're feeling now. And they are in a better place to give you an advice that, okay, if you're ramming your head on a 6 o'clock to 11 p.m. job, is it worth it ultimately? Is it going to lead to your eventual business growth? Is it going to lead to, is it going to help you balance your family life? Is it going, you know, they are able to, you people are able to bounce ideas in between yourselves and see how you can grow from there. So I hope with these few points of mine of why you need a mentor has been able to convince and not confuse you as to your need, absolute need for a mentor today. So I have told you why you need a mentor. So how now do you, what goes into play in you picking out a mentor? How do you look out for a mentor? It's not just every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Yeah, that was the thing. That was what I was looking for before. I can't remember the sentence I used before. I'm weird. So, yeah, you don't go picking any Tom, Dick, and Harry to be your mentor. There are so many road events that go into picking a mentor. Yeah. And one of those is that you yourself need to figure out who you are. You need to outline your plans. You need to outline your goals. What exactly are you about? What do you want to achieve? Because without doing this, you're just going to pick just anyone. And it might unfortunately not be the best match for you. So what happens? The first step to take when you're looking to pick a mentor is that just know yourself. Know what your goals, what your plans are. What are the things you want to achieve? Knowing this, okay. I want to be like, I want to be a film person like Boabudu. I want to be a business mogul like Linda Ikeji. I want to be so many things. I want to do this, I want to do that. Having figured that out, okay, who are the people in this line of business? Whose personal life do I like that I want to model after? That's where it starts. Then, please don't be a creeper who just goes online and just go to somebody's DM or somebody's mail and just gonna be saying, "Good afternoon, sir. Can you be my mentor?" It's so weird. How can you do that? Because it's just as awkward as you going to a person and be like, "I think we understand this language better if I say you just go to a person, go to a guy or go to a lady and just walk up to them and be like, can we be friends?" Yeah, it can be interesting, it can be life changing, but it's still awkward as awkward. Yeah. So you want to ease your way into it and not just bulldoze your way. So once you've found someone whose interest aligns with yours, you just want to take it easy. You know, the same way you start a friendship starts from hi, how's it going? Let me put it through. For those of you who don't know how to make friends, you start from hi, you don't start dogging them on the phones, you just ease into it and little by little see their pictures on social media, like their pictures. But basically I think I take a step back, I want to say, from picking my mentors over the internet. Cause I don't know. I'm not saying that should stop you. I just think I have one mentor. He's my mentor, and then I have some other people I look up to, discuss things with once in a while, bounce ideas on and off on. What am I saying? So I have people like that, but I just think if you meet someone on social media, as I've said, you ease your way into it. And yeah, from there, I'm not the most social bird on earth, but there are friendships, I want to believe, that started on the social media and has grown into real life and it's become something. So yeah, you want to ease your way into that, but with knowing for a fact that this person you want to pick as a mentor actually has the same interests as you do. If it's for your career, he or she is in line with your career of choice and everything. And then outline your agreements after you've eased your way into it, as we've said. I don't know why I keep saying eased, as if I'm forcing something out of my body. But after you've eased your way into it, and the person has agreed to be your mentor, I beg, please, if you've discussed, you have to have a discussion about it where you're telling the person, generally, anyone you're picking as a mentor is a successful person who has had experience in what you're just going into. And that person somewhat has to be a busy person. So there are times you would ask for a mentor from someone, ask for mentorship from a person, and they turn you down. Don't just take it and just feel bad about it. Most times, because they're busy. Most times, haven't heard from you, your interests, they feel like the two parties' interests are not aligning well. And yeah, just move on till you get somebody you can work with. And once that is done, you both have to outline your agreement details. And you have to be the party that is malleable, that has to bend and fold yourself. As much as mentorship is a mutually beneficial thing, it's still ultimately the mentee that is gaining a lot from it. So as you are in the position of being a mentee, you have to bend yourself to learn as is expected of a student. So if you have to be the one who just try and make time, try and schedule the time that would fit into the schedule of the mentor. Try and make it happen, but then you have to outline an agreement. Is it going to be a formal kind of mentorship? It depends on your relationship with the person anyway. Is it going to be an informal one? An informal one would, it could be, it's like you have the picking, the informal one, you have like someone you're very close to that you could just call at any time. Oh, I have this thing, it's bothering me, I have these questions, I have this idea and everything, you could call. Or is it like, I have a formal kind of setting where you have like, okay, once in a year we meet up, we discuss. Every month you send me a mail about your ideas, we discuss on Skype, on Zoom, something like that. So you approach it like a business relationship. I beg, that is how you manage your mentorship. They're not your family member, as close as you want to be, as much as of a trusted ally the person is for you. Approach it as a business relationship. It is then that you won't take for granted what you have. You know how we approach our job now. How if they say that we should resume 8 o'clock, we resume 7:30 or 7:45 for those of us who are late comers. Just because at the end of the month, if we do anyhow, our salaries might be cut off. So approach it as a business relationship where you know that you just have to come through. So you don't take it for granted. Of your mentor would be a very busy person. You don't want to take for granted the time they are taking out to put you through. So it's as I said, it's a process you have to build. It's not just something you rush into. Oh, we have to click now. And if you're not clicking, I don't think I want to. Or you call the person, he's not picking my call, he's not doing this. You are the one who, a Yoruba saying says, "Eni to ba fe join akpata ko ni wenu ake." That's like, let me try and translate it. The person who wants to eat the honey from the rock, yeah, will not look at the mouth of the axe. I want to believe it means that you are the one who knows what you're trying to get. So whatever it takes to get it, you put it in. But one thing I would advise you don't make a compromise, you don't compromise on, is that you click with your mentor. Is that your goals align? Is that your interests align? If you're going this way and your mentor is going that way, drop it like it's hot, baby, and move on. So you have to like follow up on schedule too. And in mentorship, sorry I said that. In mentorship, as I said, it falls on you, the mentee, to make sure. It falls on you to call your mentor. Oh, I have this concern. So you can't be complaining that, oh, my mentor is not following up on me, he's not doing this, he's not doing this, he's doing that. Follow up as I went to you. And please, if you guys have an arrangement where, as I said, you outline your agreement details, oh, sir, when would be convenient for you? How should I come around and see? Do I come around? Do we have a Zoom meeting? Do I mail you? But when you have a business idea, it's always good to meet in person. Then you can just, the glowing look on your face, the excitement, your idea. He or she can see it and like, oh my God. I don't know why I just did that. So, also don't be pesky. I mean, that's how mentorship work. You can't be pesky on your mentor. You can't like call 50 times in a day just because you want to speak to your mentor. Make sense. It's like just this Sunday we were discussing the topic in my church about social etiquette. So mastering social etiquette is fine. You can't be bothering. If you pesky too much, these people, they've gotten to a level in their life, and that's why you are pesking. So you just need to limit the amount of your peskiness. They are not your mate. So manage it minimally, okay? And don't be someone their secretary picks up and be like, sir is not in the office to pick your call at the moment. You're gonna have to call later, and then you call later, and then die later, and then die. Okay, I know that's not how they talk, but you got my message. Yeah. So we've discussed who a mentor is. We've discussed why you need a mentor. We've discussed what to look out for. And now I want to discuss, I don't know if it's the whole theme, but it's still part of my sub-shop, how the mentorship works. How does it work? Did we mention what to, oh my God, I just went silent. We mentioned what to look out for, right? In a mentor. And yeah. My what to look out for was actually how it works. So, well, let me just rush to what to look out for now. Is that you have to, okay, I think I missed it together. The person can be a family member, and it has to be someone whose success is aligned with your goals. Someone who has an idea of what you are about. If you need a mentor for your personal life, it has to be someone who, you can't make a mentor out of someone who is not married with your own intention of getting married. Someone who has decided they don't want to get married, they don't believe in the institution of marriage, and then you want to get married. You can't. You guys are not in alignment. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying to you. And also, I've said this earlier, it has to be someone you're comfortable with. So don't make a compromise when it comes to that. That's why we talked about easing yourself into that before you come out to say, oh, I want you to be my mentor. You ease yourself into that. And while you're doing the process of easing, you see how well you merge together, how well you glue together. Is this somebody, you see their name on your phone, and you just cringe, like, ah, I don't want to talk to this person. So it has to be, for there to be an impact going on at the end of the day, it has to be a relationship where you guys can both work together. And it has to be someone you see as a role model. You cannot respect a person and you're making the person your mentor. How would that work? It has to be someone you like, they're telling you, they wake you up from your sleep and like, tell us who you want to be. Hey, this person, I want to be like this person. So you have to, has to be someone who has empathy, someone who is creative, someone who shares the same values as yourself. I know this might not be a thing for some people, but even religion-wise, it goes into that. Because you guys have to just be on the same wavelength to just have that relationship that gels. You have to, the person has to have experience. The person has to have success. Very key. You can't make a mentor out of someone who is still saying, I want to be, and haven't gotten. Yeah, it's all right to aspire for more, but you can't make a mentor out of someone who is struggling as you are, just as much as you are. It doesn't make sense. It has to be someone who has gotten to where you want to be. And there has to be authenticity, there has to be honesty, and someone you want to emulate, someone you want to be like, I want to be like this person I aspire to. I have seen mentorship cases of a mentee-mentor, like relationships, where in mannerism, in eating, in smiling, in everything, the mentee tries to emulate the mentor completely, because they're just in awe when he's in their presence. Oh, I want to be like this person. I want to just everything. I want to hold this my spoon the way this person is holding their spoon. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to, you know, all these things. So I think I've covered the two now. Yeah. So finally, facts about mentorship. These are some basic facts. I've mentioned it while talking earlier. And it's a mutually beneficial relationship for the parties involved. Yeah. As much as the mentee gets a lot, benefits a lot from having a mentor, it's mutually beneficial because at the end of the day, the mentor develops his or leadership skills. is our leadership skills have developed. Like, when he sees how much of a success you've become, he's like, oh, I'm sure he has more credibility in himself that I can do this. It's a thing. And another thing is that it doesn't stop you being being a mentee doesn't stop you from becoming a mentor as well. So yeah, you are in your late 20s, in your mid 20s, your early 30s as a millennial. There are teenagers you could mentor as well, so that they don't make the same mistakes as you've made growing up in your teen years. So being a mentee doesn't stop you from being a mentor. So yeah, get that. And a mentorship relationship, should I say like that, where there is an exchange of money, where you're paying the mentor, is no longer a mentorship. It is a life coaching session. So there's a big difference between that two. So take note of that. Has to be coming from a place of, oh, I just want to impact what I already know on this person. And it's doing me as if I actually forgot a point. Yeah, I think so. I think so. There was this point. It's gnawing on me. Like, you're forgetting something. You're forgetting something. You're forgetting something. You're forgetting something. I'm forgetting something. I don't know what it is exactly. So, as I've said, you have a plan, and how you know that your mentorship program is succeeding is that you check on your plans and your goals, and if they are moving forward, if you are having ticks, than blanks, then you know that something is going on well. Something is going on right. So you just want to keep at that and follow it. I know. I'm following you. And also, finally, you have to add value to that relationship. It falls on you as the mentor, ultimately, to just make sure this relationship, you nurture it well, because it's a lifetime thing. Yeah, the person, you guys might have a timeline like, okay, I'm going to do this for you within 2 years and I want to see where you've gotten to. But then it's a lifelong relationship in that this person seeps into your personal life, seeps into your career, impacts you in a lot of ways, and you don't just want to throw away that relationship just like that. So you need to add value to that relationship. Follow up with your mentor when you say you will. It falls on you as a mentee. Follow up when you say you will. If you guys are having like appointments or yearly appointments, one-on-one, apart from the social media followings and everything, make sure you follow up. And if there's going to be any problem, notify ahead of time. And when there are meetings, maybe online or in person, arrive early. Syndrome of late coming has to come to an end. So arrive early. Bend your schedules to accommodate meetings with your mentor. You're the one learning. Yeah, it's just like a student. You're learning, so you have to accommodate. You can't be the one who is telling your mentor, it would be better if you can do this and meet up with my own time. Rather than you should be the one saying that whatever time you're picking is fine with me. I'll just move some things and make sure I see you when I say I'm going to see you. And that's how I will. And be respectful and be appreciative. This person is taking time out of their time to impact you with something money can quantify. It's priceless. It's like being on the forefront, being seeing things as it is. Many mentors will tell you that if they had mentors in their time, they wouldn't have taken as long as it took to get to where they are. So you're getting like the best of service. Show appreciation. Be there when you say you will. Be arrive on time. Courtesy. little things, be appreciative. Like, okay, Christmas is coming. Oh, Sarah, just take this, Ma, take this for Christmas. Show appreciation when you meet in a social, maybe a fast food or something like that. Madam, uncle, show appreciation, pay for the food. And don't be saying that, he's daddy, he's mommy, and she's mommy, she has money, they have money. Don't be like that. So show those in little ways you can. Show appreciation, acknowledge them. When you start getting to that top you desired at the beginning, put them in your appreciation. Oh, thanks to this person, thanks to that person. Acknowledge them. And ultimately, don't waste their time. You'll be a time waster if all their effort on you was null at the end of the day. So let that sink in and do not waste their time. Thank you. And I hope I have not wasted your time on this beautiful episode titled, what should we call the title of this? Go get a... Titled, Go Get a Mentor. Thank you, toodles. Till we meet again. Bye, y'all.